USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
While participating in a roundtable discussion with governors at the White House, President Trump discusses a possible trade deal with China.
The deal with China is a massive deal from a manufacturing standpoint, but the farmers, I guess, maybe will be the biggest beneficiary of all. You see that already.
Yes.
And China's already started to buy. I told them 4 or 5 weeks ago it looked like we were going to get to a deal. I said, start buying now. You got to start buying now, and they did. And they were doing a lot of business with the farmers in China.
Mm-hmm.
And so the deal will be finalized over the next couple of weeks. It's actually translation is the biggest thing. The deal is finished, but the translation is very important. I said, make sure you have the right translators, because you can lose a lot with bad translation.
The House Rules Committee will meet on Tuesday to set procedures for the impeachment debate in the full House, which is expected on Wednesday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Well, right now is the only time of year you can do anything about it. So make the switch to Liberty HealthShare. As a health care sharing ministry, they're not insurance. So you can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals, and choose when you sign up. They have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contracts, starting at only $199 per month. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Go to LibertyHealthShare.org/WayneRoot. That's LibertyHealthShare.org/WayneRoot.
A feel-good cable channel admits it feels bad about a recent decision about some commercials it had to run. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
Last week, following pressure from a conservative organization, the Hallmark Network pulled the ads by Zola showing same-sex couples, including this one.
Do you think Zola could have made planning your perfect wedding easier?
We do.
No, I do.
Now Hallmark's CEO has apologized for what he calls the wrong decision, and the company says it will work with Zola to start airing those ads once again. The Hallmark Channel also saying it will work with GLAAD to, quote, better represent the LGBTQ community going forward. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Just in time for Christmas, a Mega Millions jackpot has soared to $372 million. The next drawing is set for Tuesday night. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
There are some new rules in place for high school students who want to graduate in Florida. Governor Ron DeSantis announced that high school seniors will now be required to pass a civics test similar to the citizenship question taken by naturalized citizens in order to graduate. Former Florida Republican Congressman Connie Mack is a fan of the move.
You know, I think this is a good idea. I think, it really is up to parents and I think our schools to teach civics. So, you know, I hear these you sort of have that teaser on with the Friends episode. But those are real conversations that are had where people just sort of nod their head and maybe not really understand. And I think it's important that we teach our kids their responsibility, their civic responsibility, so that they get more engaged in our process. It's what makes our democracy strong, frankly.
Max, speaking there on Fox News, New York City is honoring those who have fought hard to make the 9/11 Victim Compensation Fund permanent. On Monday, Mayor Bill de Blasio presented the city's highest civic honor, the Bronze Medallion, to unions, first responders, politicians, and organizations who lobbied Congress.
For 18 long years, reminded our nation that you can't just give lip service to those who serve. You actually have to do something about it for them and their families.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.